Christmas Day, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine till Christmas Day, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
A long time ago in the town of Bethlehem, a Savior was born, which is Christ the Lord.
Wait a minute. What are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing? We're doing the Christmas play, you know that. What's the matter with you? Look around you. Everyone's here. Our parents are even here. Hi, Mom.
Well, see, I've been thinking about it, and I don't really know if I believe in the whole Christmas thing or not.
What? Don't believe it. Are you kidding me? What don't you believe?
I don't know if I believe in the Christmas story.
Ah!
Well, when I was younger, I believed in Santa Claus, and you know what happened there.
Oh, man. This is worse than I thought.
Here, take some deep breaths. It's supposed to help.
Wait! I've had an epiphany.
You mean an epiphany?
Whatever. I'll tell you the story of Christmas, and you can decide if you believe it or not. But whether you believe it or not, it's still true. And the really good thing is, since it's true, no one can ever take it away from you.
All right. If you think it will help, thanks.
Let's do it! A while back, there was a young woman named Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. Do you believe yet?
I don't know. Is she supposed to be talking to me?
Mary lived in a town called Nazareth. The town is still there. You can go see it.
Ah, cool.
Mary was supposed to be married to a man named Joseph.
Lucky guy.
Quiet. One day, Mary was visited by an angel of God.
Now see, right there, an angel here on earth talking to some girl named Mary. There's no archaeological proof of that.
Did you have breakfast this morning?
Oh, yeah. Raisin brand.
Do you have archaeological proof of that?
No.
My point exactly. So this angel says to Mary,
Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee.
Doesn't that sound like a strange greeting to you?
I imagine that's what Mary thinks. She looks really scared.
Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name... And shall call his name Jesus.
How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?
Ooh, I know this one. I took health class.
Shh, the angel's gonna tell her.
The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God.
That's not what they told us in health class.
I told you. Shh, the angel is still speaking.
And behold thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God, nothing shall be impossible.
It's amazing what they can do these days.
Dude, this all took place over 2,000 years ago.
Sorry, my bad. Who's this Elizabeth?
Wait, Mary has one more line.
Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word.
Then the angel left her. And then Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea to see her cousin Elizabeth.
Hey, where's she going? Who's this Elizabeth girl, anyhow?
Elizabeth was Mary's older cousin who lived in another town. She had been married to a good man named Zacharias for many, 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 many years.
Strange. She don't look that old.
This is an actress. Months earlier, the angel had visited Elizabeth's husband, Zacharias.
I knew you skipped a page.
The angel had visited Elizabeth's husband, Zacharias, while he executed the priest's office before God and the order of his course in the temple.
What's the temple?
Like church, but before Jesus' time.
Ah.
The angel said,
Hey, is that the same angel?
Yes, it is. See, it was the same angel. We like to try to stay as close to reality as we can here.
Oh, yeah. I can see your angel here looks a lot like the real thing.
The angel said unto Zacharias,
Fear not, Zacharias.
Your angel seems to say that a lot.
Actually, angels are quite imposing figures. You can look it up in various passages in the Bible where angelic appearances are recorded. Almost all of them reflect how frightened the person seeing them became.
Are you all right?
Anyway, they ended up having to say it almost every time.
Say what?
Fear not.
Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John, and thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth, for he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in years.
Whoa, did you hear that? He just called his wife old. He's going to be in trouble.
Oh, he did something worse than that. He questioned an angel. Watch this.
Zacharias, I am Gabriel that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee, and to shew thee these glad tidings, and behold, thou shalt be dumb, and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, but shall be fulfilled in their season.
But, hey, what happened to his voice?
Gone.
Laryngitis?
Power of God.
Wow.
You said it.
Well, it's obvious Zacharias didn't say it.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would did you know that your baby boy has come to me? Sight to a blind man. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kissed your little baby, you face of God. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the prayer, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of of all creation. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect lamb? And the sleeping child you're holding is the great
Like the angel had said, Zacharias and Elizabeth were soon expecting their first baby, despite their old age. But Zacharias still couldn't speak. It wasn't very long at all before Mary came to visit her cousin Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, Elizabeth.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation.
Mary's visit with Elizabeth and Zacharias lasted about 3 months, then Mary went back home to Nazareth.
Bye, Mary.
Bye. Do you believe yet?
I don't know.
When Elizabeth's time came, she was delivered of a baby boy, just as the angel had told Zacharias. When it was time to name the baby, their friends and neighbors asked them,
"What is the baby's name? Will we call him Zacharias after the name of his father?"
"Not so, but he shall be called John."
"John? There is none of that kindred that is called by this name."
The townspeople made signs to Zacharias what the child should be called.
"His name is John."
"John."
"John."
Suddenly, Zacharias could speak again.
"Blessed be the Lord, God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people. And thou, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins."
Wow, all that time being silent must have given him time to think about what he was going to say.
And John grew up and became a great man of God, just like the angel had said. And later, he would be known as John the Baptist.
He was a Baptist?
Let's not get into that right now. And so, that's the end of part one. Do you believe yet?
I don't know.
Well, let's listen to some music, then we'll have part two.
Will Mary be back?
Oh, I'm sure she will. She has a pretty big part to fill.
Okay.
If I could give you anything for Christmas, it would be wrapped in arms from Calvary. If I could give you anything for Christmas, I'd share with you what Christ gave to me. I went shopping for you today to try to find a way to show you how much I really care. But you said you didn't know of God's grace down in your soul. So I give a gift most precious to me. If I could give you anything for Christmas, it would be wrapped in all. I could give you anything for Christmas, I'd share with you what Christ gave to me. Well, Jesus must have made a list of every Christmas wish when he came to redeem all men. Of every good and perfect gift, well, Jesus is all of this. So I wish for you to know him today. If I could give you anything for Christmas, it would be wrapped in arms from Calvary. If I could give you anything for Christmas, I'd share with you what Christ gave to me. I'd share with you what Christ gave to me.
Meanwhile, back in Nazareth, we find Joseph, the man pledged to marry Mary, asleep in his bed. Joseph has had a hard day, because as soon as Mary got back from visiting with Elizabeth, it was obvious to everyone that she was going to have a baby.
Uh-oh.
Yep. Now, Joseph was a very good man, and so he wanted to be kind and generous towards Mary. But since he knew the baby wasn't his, he wasn't sure what to do next. While he was still considering his options, an angel of the Lord came to him in a dream.
Oh, no. Not this guy again. You didn't have anyone else who wanted to be an angel?
Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife, but he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
By union, do you mean...
Yep, just like in health class.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, do you believe yet?
I don't know.
Here, you read a while.
Why?
Because my mouth is tired. I've been talking all night.
Well, that's for sure. Where'd you leave off? Oh, here it is. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that everyone in the Roman world would be counted. Now, why on earth would someone order something stupid like that?
Tax base.
Ah, I get it. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. Hey, is this almost over? Because I'm getting hungry. Are there going to be cookies after this?
Yes, there are going to be cookies. Of course there are going to be cookies. There's always cookies. Now read.
And so it was, that while they were there, the days were accomplished, that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Hi, Mary.
Hi. Do you believe yet?
I don't know. That's a pretty baby you got over there.
Yes, he's the Son of God.
And that's the end of part two.
Time for cookies?
No, time for a song.
Oh, in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay, the little Lord Jesus asleep on the hill.
the little town of Bethlehem, there were some shepherds living out in the fields, watching their flocks of sheep at night.
And all of a sudden, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and they were really scared. Oh, don't tell me. Not this guy again.
Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared, with the angels praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
Let us go now even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us.
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger.
I wander as I wander out under the sky, how Jesus the Savior did come for to die for poor needy people like you and like I. I wander as I wander out under the sky. When Mary birthed Jesus, 'twas in a cow stall, with wise men and farmers and shepherds and all. But high from God's heaven a starlight did fall, and the promise of ages he did then recall. If Jesus had wanted for any wee thing, a star in the sky or a bird on the wing, or all the God angels in heaven for to sing, he surely could have it, 'cause he was the King. I wander as I wander up under the sky, how Jesus the Savior did come for to die for poor needy people like you and like I. I wander as I wander out under the sky.
The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Well, that's that. What a nice Christmas story.
Hey, hold on. What happens next?
Oh, you don't want to know.
Yes, I do. What happened to Mary? What happened to the baby? How am I supposed to believe in the Christmas story if I don't know what happens?
Are you sure you want to know?
Yes.
Be careful. Wanting to know is the first step to believing.
I want to know. Tell me.
Well, okay. Let's read it together. You start.
Not too far away lived King Herod. He was the king of the whole area where Mary and Joseph were living.
Hey, why don't I like that guy?
Because you have good taste.
Who are these guys?
They're some wise men who lived in countries nearby. They have come to find baby Jesus.
Where is he that is born king of the Jews, for we have seen a star in the east and are come to worship him?
After King Herod had heard these things, he was troubled, and Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born.
King Herod, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet.
King of the Jews, you say, what time did this star appear?
So the wise men told King Herod exactly when it had appeared.
Go and search for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also.
It's obvious that Herod's up to something.
Wait a minute. I don't like this. Herod means to hurt them.
It'll be okay.
No, it won't. We've got to do something. We've got to warn her.
There is nothing to do. Do you want to go on and read the rest of the story?
I don't know. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, then. Let's read. The wise men went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed.
On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
And having been warned in the dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Another route? You mean they didn't go back by Herod? Mary's going to be safe?
Well, not quite.
What? Well, hurry up. Keep reading. I'll do it. Let me do it. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Oh, no. You're kidding. Not this guy again.
Arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him.
So Joseph got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where they stayed until the death of Herod.
Yes, they made it. She's safe, the baby's safe, even Joseph's safe. That's the greatest story I've ever heard. That's the coolest angel I've ever seen. Nice work, angel. So, is that the end?
Well, almost. Later, Joseph was visited by an angel in a dream and told that Herod had died. So he and Mary and the young child Jesus moved back from Egypt to their hometown of Nazareth. And there is a very happy ending. Jesus grew up, lived a sinless life, taught about God who was his father, and later paid the price for the sins of the world. And now all those who believe in him will have eternal life. So now the question is the same one Mary has been asking you all night.
Do you finally believe yet?
Do I believe yet? You know, I think I do. I really do.
It's more than a think you do. You must believe in your heart that Jesus, the God-man, came to this world to take on human flesh, live a sinless, perfect life, to be the supreme sacrifice for our sins. Believing is not knowing in your head, but in your heart.
I want to believe. Lord, help thou my unbelief.
Mary and Joseph, let's pray with him.
Lord, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that if I die without you, then I'll die and go to hell. Lord, I pray that you would have mercy on me, forgive me of my sins, and wash me in the blood of Jesus Christ. Hey, I just got saved.
That was awesome. The Lord is so good.
You see, it really is a Christmas to believe in.
Yes, it is. Now, time for punch and cookies.
Right after the last couple of songs.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in a lowly manger, our humble Christ was born and brought us all salvation, that blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.